All right, we are at the bottom, all the way at the bottom, Lamaches Amabes. The Mishnah says the following. In this Mishnah, we are basically going to read, and we are not going to really explain, because the entire rest of the Gemara will be to explain what this Mishnah is actually saying. Hamudar hana mechavera. Okay, so a person, and when we are typically say this phrase, someone took a neder not to get hana from somebody else, and sometimes that's not to get hana, sometimes it's not to give hana. So we'll figure out the whole question of the Gemara is going to be, who is the person? V'nichlas levakro. And then he goes in to do bitra cholim with that person. So again, who's took the neder, who can't get hana, which one is sick? But if someone took a neder, there's two people, Reuven and Shimon. Someone took a neder, someone can't get benefit from somebody, and one of them is sick, and the other one comes in to visit him. Okay, so when the visitor comes in, omed avalo yoshev. He can stand when he comes in, but he's not allowed to sit when he comes in. Umarpo refuas nefesh, avalo refuas mamon, and he can provide some type of refuas nefesh. What is that? We'll have to see. But he's not allowed to provide refuas mamon. Okay, so what are we talking about? What is this referencing? We will see as we go through this. Somebody can't get benefit from somebody else, and then he goes to visit. One of them is visiting the other who's not feeling well, and when they do that, they can stand, they can't sit, and they can provide for us nefesh and not for us a moment. So who is this? What is the case? What is happening here? Says the Gemara on the top of Lamed Tesam and Aleph. But Mayaskinon, what is the case? The Mefarish says, but Mayaskinon, nichnas levakro. Who is the person going to visit? Okay, so I mean, it's not the last case of the Gemara, of the Mishnah, fine. So if the case is that the visitor, right, took the neder that he can't give benefit to the sick person, and the sick person is not allowed to get benefit from the finances of the visitor, so then I feel a yoshev nami. So then why can't he sit? I mean, if you want to tell me he can't sit down, why? Because there's a nether on him, he's not allowed to get benefit from the sick guy. So when he walks into his house, he can't sit down in the chair because he can't get benefit from the man who's sick. Right? Because the man who's sick took a nether that this guy can't get benefit from him. Fine, or however the nether went through. But he can't get benefit from him. But so then I would understand. Right? So if the visitor is the one who it's his items that are forbidden to the chola. So let the guy come in and sit down. Let the guy come in and stand up. He's not. His standing and sitting is not benefiting the chola in any way. So that would sound like him getting benefit. So what's the problem? Okay. And b'shenichsei chola asur al mevaker. And if you want to tell me that it's actually that the items of the sick person are actually forbidden to the visitor himself, afilo omenamilo, that he can't even stand in the guy's house. Because standing in his house, it's up. He's getting shade. He's benefiting from the air conditioning. Whatever he's doing, even standing in his house should be a problem. We're going to see a case later where the guy doesn't stand in the house. So basically, neither case really makes sense. Like look at the mefarish. I feel the yoshev nami yehi mutar sharei nichzei chola ein asur. That's the first case. Because sharei nichzei chola ein asur nala mevaker. If the visitor is allowed to get benefit from the chola, so he can even sit down. And if it's the opposite, I understand if the chola stuff is forbidden to the visitor, I get why he can't sit down. But if you omit nami lo, then he can't stand either. He's getting benefit, but just by standing in his house, fine. So what in the world is the case? So we're going to see a machlokas between Shmuel and Ula. We'll see as we move along. So Amar Shmuel says, I'll tell you what the case is. La'olam b'shenichsei mevaker asurin ala chola. What is really happening here? The case is that the nechasim of the visitor are forbidden to the sick person. Okay? So basically the concern is that the visitor shouldn't in some way benefit the sick guy. Okay, that's the concern. Okay? So if that's true, then what's the distinction between sitting and standing? I can go into his house. I can sit in his house. There's no problem, right? So, but what's the concern? B'makom shenotlin schar al ha-yeshiva ve'notlin schar al ha-hamida. It's a scenario where a person would take some type of payment for sitting, and they wouldn't take payment for standing. What do you mean? They were not going to take the payment is not for sitting or standing. So what's it for? It's for the visiting itself. Okay, take a look at the Mefarish. So he says, "Umakum shenot in schar yeshiva schar shaholich levakira sachole veYosef imo letzavsa umaskirin oso." So what's happening? So let's say you had, we wouldn't even imagine doing that. You know, pay somebody to come visit you when you're sick, right? But so let's say the guy comes, and not only is he coming to visit, he has some good ideas also. So I mean, he's not a doctor, but he has ideas, things he's going to tell you, he's going to give you good advice if you're not feeling well. So he would come in and he would sit down and he'd give you some advice how to get better, etc. And you would typically pay the person for that visit. Fine. So, but they would only pay them for coming to sit and giving your advice. Okay. Ve'ei notlin al schar al amida. They wouldn't get paid for standing. Why? Ulahachi ainu yoshev. And that's why he doesn't sit down. Shim haya yoshev sham hamavaker bachinam mivater haya lo scharo umahano. Right. Im lo yitol schar. Ava omed ho ve'ei notlin schar al amida mutter. So whatever this means exactly, right, that these people would come and they would sit and they'd give advice, etc. But it would only be considered a real thing if you came and sat there for a while and sat with the guy. But if you just would come and stand there, even if you talk a little bit, it wouldn't be, that's not considered a real visit. And therefore, the payment would only come for someone who comes to sit. Payment would not come for someone who would stand. So what's the point? If the person would come and sit and he doesn't take money, what's he doing? He's being mahana, the guy, right? So Shmuel says the case is that the nechasim of the visitor, right, are forbidden to the chola, and that's why he only stands and doesn't sit. Because if he would sit, he's doing something otherwise he should be paid for, and then by doing that and not getting paid, he's giving the guy some type of monetary benefit. Fine. Take a look at the Ran on the left side just for a second. He says it. He doesn't say it totally different, but he makes a couple of interesting points. He goes nearly. You see where I am on the 5th skinny line. Feel the Malkam Shinon and Schar Yeshiva nearly. Dehachi Perusho. You know what? Yeah, this. Yeah, we're gonna see that there's. You know, maybe we're not ready for this yet. Let's skip it for right now. We'll come back. Maybe we'll come back. We'll see. I don't want to get confusing. Fine. So that's the opinion of Shmuel. Fine. So that's what's happening. The guy's standing instead of sitting because sitting is the way you get tend to get paid. So it says the Gemara the following. My Pascha. When the Gemara asks the question, my Pascha, we've seen it a few times. We're going to see it a few more times. Typically, it's a question like, really? That's really the case? And part of the question is because we are now, once again, sort of pasking a Shaila or pasking we're just determining the case based on a minhag. Right? The minhag in certain places is you get paid and only get paid if you're sitting, not if you're standing. And what about places where that's not the minhag? Right? You're going to make a mishnah based on what the minhag is in one place, right? So the Gemara says, my Pascha. So really, you're going to make this whole halacha on standing, not sitting, etc. Sounds like a little bit strange that a mishnah, which we're going to have for thousands of years now, it's going to be all based on what the minhag was in a certain place about standing and sitting. So ha kamash walan the af b'magam shenot in schar al yeshiva by le mishkal al hamida lo by le mishkal. No. So what's the point? So what we're learning here is that even in a place that you would take. Meaning it doesn't necessarily mean you do or you don't. But the point is that even in a place where they would get paid for the yeshiva, right? You would only get paid for the yeshiva, you wouldn't get paid for the amida, right? And that's part of the thing that you're learning from the Mishnah, right? It's like an extra rule that even in the scenario where you're getting paid for this, right? So you're gonna get paid on yeshiva, not paid on amida. Okay, makes the Gemara feel a little bit better about the case. Fine. Now look at the Ran for a second. The Makam Shenot and Schar Yeshiva, nearly the Hachi Perusha. This is what this means. There are some places. There's some places they wouldn't get paid even for the siddik. Even though it's permissible. Because if I want to just do the mitzvah bikur cholim, I can do the bikur cholim by standing. Right? It may not be, it depends on the scenario, right? Sometimes sitting down is much more, feels much nicer. The person really feels like you're visiting. Sometimes there's nowhere to sit. I don't know, and you stand there. And it's also nice that you came, that you're standing. It's also fine. But in those places, either you could have done it with Amida, but even so, in order that they shouldn't end up taking schar in the Amida, they were machmir, not even to take schar for sitting. In those places, Benom and Ben Yoshev, Shari. But in those places, even sitting is okay. Right? The yeshiva namelihu mitzvah, right? Because by sitting there, it's also that would be enough, just sitting. But in the situation, but if that's true, then even in places where they're not machmir, they would not allow taking money for standing. But the point is, that's just the reason why they use the language of Omer versus Yoshev, and it's not because it's only based on a minhag in one particular place. Fine. But the bottom line is, that's how Shmuel reads the case. Shmuel reads the case that the case of our Mishnah is that the Nichse Mevaker are forbidden on the Chola, and he only stands instead of sitting because if he would sit, he would be providing this service that otherwise he would get paid for. Fine. Okay. Vibai's Ema. Or we could say, if you want, I'll tell you something different. Something else. Ki Rabbi Shimon ben Ayakim, Gzeira Shema Yishe BeAmida. Hachanami Gzeira Shema Yishe BeYeshiva. So otherwise, so another approach to why is a distinction between standing and sitting, because Rabbi Shimon ben Ayakim. Because what did Rabbi Shimon ben Ayakim say? So he said the following. Look at the run on the left side. Vibai standing. Ki the Rabbi Shimon ben Ayakim lakam bepirkin hach v'hachi kamis. He said in a few daf. This, our case of our mission is in every place. In a place you don't get paid for anything, standing or sitting. Even though in that place or some places, many places, whether you stand or sit, it would be permissible. Because again, I'm not getting benefit. I'm the guy who took the. I'm the one who says he can't get benefit from me. So I'm just standing or sitting. It doesn't matter. Afilo achi gazrinan shema yishe biyeshiva. We're nervous that maybe he's going to stay. Yoser michadei atzarech. More than he's supposed to. Ubechi hagavna bekulu duchde leislehu lemebar achi. Below igor. Because if he's going to really stay a really long time, then it's very unusual to do that without getting paid. And you have, there's these wonderful young women will go and stay in hospitals overnight with children who are sick, right? So that's tremendous chesed, right? That they do that. But why is it tremendous chesed? Because there are people who get paid to do that. Or you can hire someone to stay in the hospital with someone, right? So the fact they come and they stay for overnight, so that's considered that's a huge chesed because it's something you usually pay for. So the reason why they would tell people not to sit down, because if you sit down, what's going to happen? Maybe you'll stay a few hours. Or you're going to stay a few hours or whatever. That's a really long, whatever the amount of time would be, that would be normal to get paid. So that already they're nervous about. But if you're standing there, there's no gzera. Maybe you're going to stay longer. The cave in sha'ata matzricho la'amod. It's the hekera. If you're standing, you're not going to stay a long time. Fine. But the point is, another reason to make a distinction between Amida and Yeshiva is because if I'm standing, I'm not going to, there's no possibility I'm going to come to stay extra and then do something, and then be doing a service that otherwise would have typically been paid for. Fine. Okay. Fine. So that's Shmuel's approach. Ula Amar. So Ula says, I'll tell you a different pshat. La'olam b'shenichsei chole asurin al mevaker. The exact opposite. No. What's happening in this Mishnah is a different thing. What's happening is that the chole items are forbidden to the visitor. Okay. So if that's true, but if the chole's items are forbidden to the visitor, how can the visitor even visit at all? How can he stand? How can he sit? He shouldn't be able to do either one. So what happened? Kagon delo adre min chiyusei. What's the case? He took a neder. And the nether was, you can't get any benefit from me. Okay. But what's understood yeah, you could get benefit from me. But if you're coming in and you're getting benefit from me, why? In order to benefit me, right? If the purpose of your benefit is not because you want to get some hana, you're not coming in to get a snack, you're not enjoying yourself, you're coming to help me. I need help. And if you want to come in and help me, so then I'm going to wait. Then when I took my nether, I never had that in mind, right? The whole point is I'm trying to make things harder for you. And right? I don't want to give you anything. But if you want to give something to me, so that's allowed. You want to walk into my house to give me a gift? So fine. That's allowed. You want to come to my house to help me out when I'm sick? That's okay, right? And therefore, okay, so says the Gemara, Ihachi afil yoshev nami. So the guy sit also. So why can't he sit? Why do you have to stand? Let him sit. So the answer is no, ha'efshar b'amida, because the guy can still come in and service this person without sitting down, right? It's like, you know, standing up, he can still fluff his pillow, he can still get him a drink, he can still whatever he needs to do, or schmooze with him to make him, whatever he's going to do, give him advice. All those things he could do standing. Right? He doesn't have to do it sitting. So if he could do the service that, you know, would have been waived and allowed by this, even in this situation, this nether, by standing, so then we don't allow him to sit, because by the way, the sitting down is the taka usser, because he's not supposed to get benefit from it, right? So he has to do the minimum that he can, he has to get the minimum benefit that he could get when he is helping out. Fine.
I just say the premise of all this seems to be like it's in his house.
Premise is in his house.
Right, it's always in a hospital.
If it's in a hospital,
right.
Yeah, if he's in the hospital, there'd be nothing to talk about,
right?
Because it's not his room, right?
And those times, I guess, it was a lot.
You were in your house. I don't think they had a hospital.
Right. Presumably, if there was some service he needed to perform sitting, that would be okay.
If he had to be sitting.
If he had to sit to do something. It sounds like approach would be fine.
Right. It sounds like it, yeah. Right. But the point is that he doesn't.
But not sitting for quote unquote pleasure.
He doesn't have to. I mean, to be clear, it still says sitting, but they shouldn't be sitting. But I hear what you're saying. You're saying what Ulo's saying is that the scenario is where he needs to do is something
he could have done
standing.
But if you need me to do something that I had to sit down.
I have to sit down for a second to do it, to tie your shoes or something or whatever it be. Look, Ora, you're saying. It's not the sitting itself. Meaning, one way to say it is what the Mishnah makes the distinction, Omer and Yoshev, is really not saying Omer and Yoshev per se. It's referencing that you do the minimum,
right.
You get the minimum benefit that you can get to also perform the service.
Right.
That would be for sure, it would seem to be an appropriate application of the Mishnah. I wonder if, that much I would say. It would be appropriate application of the Mishnah. I don't know if we'd say that the Mishnah didn't mean standing and sitting. Mishnah sounds like it does mean standing and sitting per se.
Right.
But you're right, to apply the Mishnah to other cases or whatever, it would seem to be correct. Right. Okay. Fine. So that's Ula. So two opposite ways of explaining the Mishnah. To who took the nether and why you make a distinction between Omed and Yoshev. Fine. Mesive. Okay, now the Gemara brings a contradiction. Chalahu. Okay? So this is a braisa which is talking about again these situations where someone took a nether not to get benefit from somebody else. Okay? Or not to give benefit to somebody else. So Mesive, Chalahu, Nichlas Lavakra. Okay, so the braisa says if the person gets sick. And we're obviously jumping in the middle of a conversation here, right? But he got sick, the person who l'chora took the nether, right? So he got sick. So now, nichnas levakro. So then the other guy is allowed to come visit him. But if his child gets sick, sho'alo b'shuk, then he has to stand in the street when he asks about, you know, how he's doing. He's not allowed to come in. Okay? So what's happening here? Good. So it says Gemara as follows. Bishlam ala ula. I understand if you're ula, which is our second explanation. Da amar bishin nichse chola asurin al mevaker. If the case is, right, that the nechasim of the sick person are forbidden to the visitor, so I understand why you make, let's say, this question to be why the distinction between the person himself and his child, right? Why can you come in for the person himself and not come in for the child? So if it's that the if it's that the nichsei chola are forbidden on the mevaker, And I can understand why he can only come in for the guy, but not come in for his son. Why? We could go into law adre min chiyuse, right? Shapir. Meaning, let's say he says, oh, yeah, when I took that nether, I had in mind that you can come benefit me. I didn't have it in mind. You can benefit like my child. I wasn't like, you know, that far I wasn't going, right? All right, take a look at the Ran, where it says, Mesei chalahu nichnas levakro. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 9 lines down in the wide lines. Mesei chalahu nichnas levakro in the Ran. Hainu deshaini bein hu lebno. Right? I understand the distinction between him and his son. The chalahu nichnas levakro, mishum de mistama min chiyuse lo adre. Right? For himself, he probably didn't mean that if he's an, I'm going to get benefit. I just meant, you can't get benefit, stop for me. But if it's my child, so then you can ask questions from the street. Don't come inside. I can make the distinction because again, it's about coming to my house. So coming to my house, so I said for me, you can come in to help me. But if it's for my son, I said I didn't have that in mind when I took the net. Fine. So that would make sense at least. Okay. But now go back to the Gemara. But according to Shmuel, where the nechas, who says the nechasim of the visitor is forbidden on the chole, so what's the difference? Why can't I come inside? Right? Let me come in. You're not supposed to get benefit from me. And if it is standing, sitting, because I'm not giving a benefit that I'd otherwise get paid for, there's no difference as the adult and the child. Shouldn't be any difference. Right? So So we have a kasha now on Shmuel. Okay. So Amalachas watch Moshe back. Masnisin b'shenichse mevaker asun ala chola. Brisa b'shenichse chola asun ala mevaker. No problem. It's not a kasha. Just explain the two cases. They're different cases, right? According to Shmuel, our Mishnah, right, was a case where it was the nichse mevaker was asur on the chola, and that's why he explained our Mishnah as he explained it, right? Because again, it was the case where the guy who's coming to visit shouldn't perform a service. Right, and the service he performs is only when sitting, but not when standing. Fine, but now in that brisa, when the distinction between the father and the son, oh, that's the opposite. That's because now that case is where the nechasim of the chola are taka forbidden to the mevaker, and that's why he will only come in for the father, not for the son. Okay, so that's a nice answer, but it's a challenging, right? And that's the Gemara says, my pascha, like, well, really, like that now the. That's fine to say, but it's not really gonna. It's not that satisfying, right? And that's why the mefarish all in the bottom of the page. My apostle the masnitzin ben nichsin mevaker asun al chola. Like what? Really? Like that's how I want to answer this question. So Amar Rava. Amar Shmuel. So Rava said, I'll give you a different answer for Shmuel. So what's Shmuel gonna say? Masnitzin kashisi. Right? Masnitzin kashisi. My ear yatani omed. Aval lo yoshev, shma mina de nichsim evaker asun lachola. So he says, what Shmuel's going to say to you is like this. Look, he says, our Mishnah already, like, why didn't I give that answer before? Right? If Shmuel is fine here, saying the brisa is really the case, you know, what's the difference between father and son? Oh, okay, so it must be that the sick guy was the one who took the netter that you can't get that the evaker can't get benefit from him. Okay, but why didn't he say that? So our question is like, okay, so what? If you're saying that now, just say it in the first case. So the answer is he didn't like that. He thought that explanation in our initial case of our Mishnah was too much of a stretch. He probably felt it. I don't know. I felt that the standing and the sitting answer is like a much harder answer in that scenario, right? Right? Like what does that mean? So Shema Mina didn't nixem evaker asun al chula. So that's why Shmuel said no. It has to be. I really want to give the other pshat that the case must be that that it's the. That the nichsim evaker are asher lachole. So since he wanted, would much rather give that pshat. Sorry, I'm wrong. I'm saying it the wrong way. Shmuel didn't want to say like ula.
Yeah.
Right.
That, like right.
That's right. He's bothered by ula's answer. Sorry, on the Mishnah.
Why did he learn the Mishnah like ula? That would
right. So the point is that, but the way I said it was backwards. Meaning, what he doesn't like is ula's pshat. Right. They say that the nichsim chole are forbidden to the mevaker. Right, that the mevaker can't come in, and this distinction of la'adre min chiyuse, that's the thing that he didn't like. So he didn't want to say that here in our Mishnah. But in the Braisa, where there's no other pshat, that's when he's going to say it. And that's when he goes ahead and he says that. So that's why, and that's why even though it feels like a little like dachuk, that you want to say the Mishnah is one case, the Braisa is another case, he says, yeah, because I think that the same, that pshat that we're giving the Braisa in the Mishnah, I didn't like. But the truth is, to say it in the Braisa, it actually makes a lot of sense. And that's why he makes those distinctions. Fine. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.